Blog Talk Radio.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing,
but it only works
if you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. Good evening. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. I don't know what happened to our music. I was getting so excited with that music. We want to be happy, and that's what life is all about. You want to be happy. This is special because it's Wonderful Wednesday, and we have an awesome guest tonight, and I'm so excited. We've been talking before the show, getting our laugh in, getting that joy going, and getting that happiness. So I had to play that song and say, want to be happy. When people are already happy, you continue to work and grind to continue to be happy from day to day. And that's what it's all about. The co-host for my show will be joining me soon to make sure we welcome our guests the right way. But again, let me do my promo for all the things that applies to this show. Talking Sports Plus is the voice of the historical black college and university, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We have this show every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you just want to go to the web link and just listen to the show, it is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way. So you have that opportunity, excuse me. You had the opportunity to make that connection, and we want to make sure you do it as well. Now, our email is talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. Also, you can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at talkingsportsplus with the number one, at Lorenza D. Smith, at Elliot Darrell with the number one, at Tremaine Edwards with the number seven, and last but not least, at Coach, that's with a K, _L_Smith. And you can make contact with either one of the co-hosts, as well as myself, as well as the show. And if you got some thoughts that you want to share with us, we'll make sure we get it out to everybody so everybody know what's going on. Now, let me introduce my co-host. Right now, I'm still on the line. I have one of my co-hosts, and I know another one just called in. So they're calling in, trying to make sure they're going to be here. But that's how it is. Sometimes they run behind. You know, when you get people that are working with you, sometimes you work with them. But I want to introduce this young man. This young man hails from North Alabama, Meridianville. He's a coach up there in Huntsville, Alabama. He has a famous slogan that said, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And he's known on our show as the king. none other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. How you doing, Coach?
How y'all doing tonight, man? Glad to be here, baby. Hey, big time hire at the capstone, baby. I'm glad of that hire. Big time hire.
Awesome, officer. Always good to have you, Trey. Have you here talking and sharing your thoughts. The King. He's known as the King. Our other three hosts we have is Hales from Fort Walton as he traveled up to Montgomery, from Montgomery over to Dothan, as well as Troy. Our radio personality, he's the conductor of the E-Train, Don King of Entertainment, none other than, he hadn't made it online yet, Daryl E-Train Elliott. Our next co-host is Touchdown Tony Stallworth. He's known in the sectors in Alabama as the former Associate Executive Director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He got that name, Touchdown Tony, from a show that was done about 10 years ago. He came on Friday night talking about football. He also will join us, and that's Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. And last but not least, the lady of the hour, our co-host. She's energetic. Matter of fact, she had a training session tonight with her AAU young men, and she said she's going to do her best to make sure she's here so she can be a part of it. So we'll look to have her call in. When she calls in, I'll make sure I let everybody know she's on the line. None other than my daughter, Coach Lauren D. Smith. So those are the co-hosts. So tonight we have an awesome show. Again, you can be a part of it by calling in 347-857-4192. Excuse me. If you have a question or a comment, just press 1 after you dial the digits, the 10 digits, and then you make sure, make sure you press 1, and then you after you press 1, I will recognize you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then I'll let you know that you have the floor. You can offer your comments or questions, whether it's for either one of our co-hosts, myself, or our guests that we have tonight. Okay, let's look at our title for tonight. Are you ready to be fit? You ready to be fit mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Our guest tonight will bring you all phases of it because I know she's a spiritual person, and she's going to share some positive things. The energy she has. She sent me a picture, and I said, man, this lady like she about 15 years old. See, I moved it down a couple of years. 15 years old, and I was like, who is this? And then I looked and saw that she graduated from Alabama State in 1991. I said, now, I didn't say attended Alabama State, started it, graduated in 1991. So that means, I started backtracking. Oh, she's not 15. Well, we're so glad to have this young lady, and I'm going to give her that introduction she deserves because she's grinding and working hard. Ms. Rosalyn Regret, she's an educator. So that means she loves working with young people as well as adults. She's a personal trainer. If you need someone to train you, hey, make sure you get that info at the end of the show so you can work with her if you're in the Florida, what we call the part of Florida or Pensacola, however you want to call it, Northern Florida, however you want to call it, or anywhere in Alabama, I think she's willing to work with you. I'm off and putting you out there. Guess she's a traveling agent. She don't mind working with you, and she'll travel agent. She'll work with you to kind of get some things you want to travel, your group want to travel. She's willing to work with you. She's an entrepreneur. She's always making efforts and doing some things that allow her to be in the business sector as well. I told you, you're going to get it all tonight. And then she's also, last but not least, she's an OCB, and she's going to explain this bodybuilding figure pro. You know, as I didn't say amateur, I didn't say just getting started. She is a pro at this. She's been quite competitive in that area, and she's going to share some thoughts about it. Again, our guest, Ms. Rosalyn Grant. How you doing, Ms. Grant?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. You know, before, and I'm going to say Two more things about Ms. Grant, and I'm going to let her do what she needs to do, because always in our interview, we let our individuals share their thoughts, how they feel comfortable, not sit here rapid fire. But she's a proud graduate of Alabama State University. And I'm going to give a little bit. And she also has a master in education leadership from Troy University. And then on top of that, she's a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. None other than Ms. Grant. So I laid it out there for Ms. Grant. Do what you feel like you want to do with this show. Talking about some things that if you have some questions, listeners, please call in. Co-host is saved. The same thing applies to the co-host. When you get an opportunity, we're going to allow her to do like we normally do. Then we'll come in and ask our question, and then we'll go for that. So, Ms. Grant, we're going to let you have the floor at this point.
Oh, wow. That was a wonderful introduction. I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, I don't know if I have anything to add to that. I will say this to start off. That my life, the way that I try to live it, is a direct reflection of how I feel about myself. And that's through the nutrition, to the exercising that I do, to how I define my own financial destiny, and the way that I treat others. So that's the foundation of how I live my life.
Awesome.
I graduated from Alabama State in 1991 in marketing, with an undergrad in marketing. Now, I never, ever used that degree. Well, not in marketing. Mm. I did some finance and business, but marketing was not where my heart was. But once my kids were small and I was newly divorced and I had to figure out something else I wanted to do. So, you know, I could be home with them and I can be involved in their education a little bit more. So I sacrificed and went back to school and received my master's within a year from Troy University in education leadership. And I have been teaching ever since. I am certified math and science teacher. Thank you. So after teaching for a while, I made a decision that I would sit out a school year. I was kind of stressed out a little bit with the math and, you know, just the middle school. My schedule was so hectic. So I decided I would take a step back and do what I was passionate about, and that was get certified and become a personal trainer and a sport nutritionist. And then on top of that, that's as far as I was going to go, but I made another decision. I said this was on my bucket list. When I turned 50, I wanted to compete in a bodybuilding show, just to see what, you know, if I could take my body to another level, because I've always worked out. I've always been athletic. So I want to see how my body would transform. So that year that I set out, I became a certified personal trainer, sports nutritionist, and I prepared for my first bodybuilding show. Bodybuilding is on a whole nother level. And it takes, I have a wonderful family, a strong support system, and you need that because it takes a lot out of you physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. So I competed. And I turned pro my first show, and I said that was going to be it. I wasn't competing anymore. That was it. You got to be crazy to want to do this to your body. I was like, who does that? Well, lo and behold, it must be me. I'm crazy. because the next year I decided to go ahead. I said, well, I have this pro card. I am now officially a natural bodybuilder, a natural figure pro bodybuilder. I said, I have to do one show. So I prepared for one more show. And that was September of stage, and I took first place. And I actually had three shows that I was going to compete in that year. But after the September show, I was unable to compete anymore due to an injury that I really had been pushing my body and pushing through it. I'm very competitive, and I should have listened to my body, but I really didn't. So I had to have surgery in December of last year on my bicep, my rotator cuff, and my tendons. 45-minute surgery turned into a three-hour surgery. So I am still healing from that. I do plan on getting back on the stage in the future, maybe the next 2 years. They, you know, the doctors say one thing, but of course, that's not who I answer to. So I'm not leaving that in their hands. So I am saying, and I'm speaking it, that I will be able to compete again.
Awesome. Awesome.
Which takes me into becoming a travel agent. I'm so used to always being on the go, on the go, on the go. And I had to sacrifice friends, family, my social life, all of that for the past 2 years to prepare to get on that stage. So since I was no longer able to compete, I said this is the perfect time for me to invest in myself, to do some traveling, to go visit those friends I haven't seen and spend some time with my family. Well, with that being said, I was introduced to this opportunity. Why not be a travel agent? You can make money while you travel. And I was like, make money and travel, you know, make money off of my own travels. And that's how that came to be. From a travel agent, I was able within that same opportunity own my own travel business. So at this point in my life, being a full-time educator, personal trainer, and I have a business partner with my fitness business, and being a business owner of a travel agent, I'm pretty busy, but it's all doable. It's all doable. And I wouldn't give anything, I wouldn't change anything, because I turn my passion into businesses. So with that being said, it's like, I feel like I'm living my best life. I'm a true believer I'm a true believer of smiling my way through my ups and my downs. When I walk out that door, I put on my armor, I get my praise on and put on my smile, and I walk out the door regardless of what's going on with myself, because I know that at the end of the day, I'm being prepared for something even greater. So I think I don't know if anyone has any questions for me. I'm trying to think anything else I need to cover. Personal, about talking about me as a personal trainer, because that is that's one of my loves, of course. You have individuals that's always looking for a personal trainer, and not everyone needs one, but most individuals that you see in the gym, they go to the gym and they don't know what they're doing, and they don't want to ask. But that's how you get, you know, that's how you get hurt, by not knowing how to properly use the equipment. And then if you have fitness goals, working one-on-one with a personal trainer, I mean, it has many benefits. If you're looking to build muscle, lose weight, you know, a personal trainer can design that workout that's just for you, especially if you have injuries and you don't know what to do. So you probably would need a personal trainer or a sports nutritionist if you have plateaued on your fitness journey and you don't know what to do, you don't know what to eat, and you don't understand why you're going up and down, then a personal trainer would probably be your best bet.
You know, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I tell you, you know, I'm going to let you catch your breath now, you know. I'm going to play something I don't normally do, and I'm going to let one of my co-hosts come in if he had any questions. She said, living her best life. And I think really is.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
I just want to play a little bit of that. You know, we don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play it. She said she's living her best life, and she gave us some strong points. So I had to come in and play that because that's what it's all about, and we'll end it up with that because that's what it's all about. But Coach Edwards, you have any questions, any comments, any statements you want to share and talk to? I'm going to call her Coach Grant. She's a coach tonight with us because she's a personal trainer. Trainer Grant. Coach Edwards.
How you doing, Coach Brand? It's Coach Edwards. Quick question. Not gonna hold you long. Way to cut weight. Just cut weight, period. To get ready for a show that you did to get ready for a show.
Okay, so if we're talking getting ready for a show, that's of course a whole nother ball game. I start at least 6 months with my diet. So it won't be like drastic because I'm trying to attain a certain look when I get on stage. I don't want to look flat. So I start cutting 500 calories per month. Every month I drop it another 500. And then if I am about 3 months in, if I'm not quite where I need to be, then I would add cardio on in there. Cardio, I really don't do that much cardio unless it's necessary because I'm not trying to lose muscle mass. So it depends on really what your goal is. If you're trying to build muscle mass, hold on to that muscle mass while you're dieting, or if you lose the muscle mass, then do all the cardio your heart desires. But I would gradually, so my metabolism would speed up, is cut 500 calories every about 4 to 6 weeks.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the healthy way to do it anyway.
The healthy way.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you, my co-host that's with us, Coach Trey. I do have a question, Coach Grant. Like I said, I ordained you tonight, so you are Coach Grant. You know, I heard several people say this, and it's more toward gender related. It's going to be females. You know, they say, I don't want to get in that working out and get them big muscles or get those muscles and everything. What can you share with them to dispel that myth that just because you work out, even with free weights, or either work out with a machine or whatever you may do, or even simply running, because if you do cardio, that your heart is going to get bigger because it's a muscle too. What can you share with those individuals that may be listening in regards to muscle mass for females?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I get that all the time. First of all, you build muscle, big muscles, if that's what you want. That's the only way you're going to get it, if that's what you're trying to obtain. Most females, they just want to tone up. So you're going to do more reps, less weight, more reps, and then you're toning. Only when you're trying to build muscle, you're lifting heavier weights and less reps. And of course, you add the cardio component in there. Unless you're just trying to bulk up, you're not going to bulk up. It's hard just to go into a gym working out, you know, 3-4 times a week and bulk up. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I tell you, that was great for, because, you know, that's one of the questions I encounter a lot of time through our training academy that we work on, that we do a lot of things, speed, agility, weight training and everything. And whenever a parent that with a son or daughter is, I don't want my daughter to be big, muscle, look more like a male. And we just always want to be able to share that with them, with the knowledge that, you know, you can still create a fit body, shape the body without being big muscle mass like some people see. So that's going to be awesome for us to be able to share that with our individuals we run across and the many things we're doing on this end. I have one more question. Then, you know, we don't want to question you to death tonight, but we do want to ask two questions. We do want to ask some questions because it's very interesting when we were talking about this. You are the first female bodybuilding figure pro I know. So I do. That's why it's intriguing to me, and I want to know really what's going on. So we're going to continue on making sure we communicate, not just today,
absolutely,
but through all to find out. One of the things I was curious about, because I guess we always seen competition for the females, and I assume that would be bodybuilding figure pro. What is the kind of the difference when you're dealing with males and females when they talk about competitive, looking at where your cut should be, how big your muscles? I know males going to be bigger because that's what they said genetics supposed to be, but is it possible that a female can have the cut of their muscle from the workout to be pretty much related to where a male is as well?
Okay. That's a good question, and it's a deep question, because first of all, if they are a natural bodybuilder or unnatural, meaning if they are tested or not tested. So you have two different federations, which most people know the NPC or the IFBB Federation, because those are the your Mr. and Mrs. Olympia, which they're not tested, meaning they can use any, you know, drugs they want, versus your natural. Natural bodybuilders are going to be smaller. Now, when it comes to categories, in men categories, they have bodybuilders, and then there it's broken down. You have classic. You have classic physique. Women, you have three categories. That's your bikini, your figure, and then your physique, which is your bodybuilding. Women naturally, of course, are not going to be comparable in size to a man unless she's using some type of drug. That's the only way. As far as the categories, the bikini category, their symmetry. They have less muscle. They're more they're more shapely, thinner. Imagine someone walking on the beach in their bikini, except they have no cellulite, and you see you go say, Oh, she works out. Look at that form. I see a bicep. Those are your bikini. And then we go one step further, which your figure. So their symmetry, you're looking at more muscle, more cut in their glutes, their quads, biceps, their back. They're more muscular. You can see just muscles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Step up further, they're bigger. Your physique, your women body built, they're bigger in size. They have muscles like figure, except their muscles are bigger than figure.
Okay.
So those will be your, yeah, so that's the difference with the female. In the male, your biggest one, of course, are your bodybuilders, so they have the biggest muscles. And then you have physique and physique classic. With your bodybuilders, they wear, and this is how you tell the difference, not only are they bigger, but they wear those, like, those little Speedos. And then your classic and your classic physique category, they are able to wear trunks. They can, you know, the swimming trunks and the more fitting type of go to your thighs. Trunks. And they don't have to show their legs. So, you know, with the bodybuilder, we're looking at the entire physique. With your physique, classic physique is more their upper body. Want some of, you know, their abs, but their upper body. They don't have to focus so much on their legs. So they're covered. Okay. See, women don't have that luxury, but the men do. They have a category for that.
Okay.
So their symmetry is totally different. They come in with a smaller waistline than a men bodybuilder. So your physique in men come in with a smaller waistline than your your male bodybuilders.
Awesome. Okay, well, if you want to be a part of this conversation, I'm going to give our guests a chance to catch your breath. You can make that call, and that call is 347-857-4192. And if you want to ask a question or for comments, just press 1, and I will recognize you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and then you can jump in with the conversation. Several people on the line, and I know they being inquisitive, they're just listening, want to know what's going on, and I want you to just press that button, press 1, because you have a question. You know you have a question, but we're going to allow you to take your opportunity to think about it. Coach Edwards, do you have any other questions you want to ask her? You want to jump in right now?
No, sir. She's providing a bunch of great information. Great information.
Awesome. Awesome. But I have a bunch of questions because I'm excited. Y'all just don't know how excited because I'm trying to gain some knowledge here. So it's all good. First, and I said I was not going to be rapid fire, but I'm going to slowly ask you a question and let you talk about it. In that professional competition, is it any testing of drugs, or is it a large use of drugs to get the body muscle mass up? Are they being used? I know it's 2 questions coming in one, but are there known situation with people that are competing or using muscle mass and how, you know, to cause them to get bigger and, you know, they're not also, and the other question will be about stronger, but I'm not going to ask that. Is it that drug being used to make them bigger so they'll look a lot bigger when they're there competing?
Okay. They're tested if they're a natural bodybuilder. We are tested. Okay. We're given a polygraph test before we get on stage. And then if you are in the top two or top three, right after, before you even get off the stage, they march you upstairs so you can take a urine test. You don't get anything until those results come back. And that, yeah, those are your, your natural federations. Unnatural, the ones that are not natural, your NPC, your IFBB, those federations, there's no testing going on. They can use whatever they want to use. And of course, they use the steroids in order to get bigger, to hold on to muscle mass, to grow in areas where they're deficient. In order to, you know, to be able to compete with the, you know, the ones that are huge and big, because you cannot, a natural has no chance against someone that is taking drugs.
Wow. I tell you, you know, I was always curious about some of these guys that go from 110 to 220 and be muscle, but that's I know nobody going from that, but that is just the idea of them going from that size so they can be competitive on the bodybuilding scene. All right, nutrition. We're going to just talk about a little nutrition as well. Coach Edwards asked about nutrition and regard cutting mm-hmm. back and everything, and I know mm-hmm. you mentioned about a diet or something before competition, 6 weeks mm-hmm. or whatever, but throughout the year, what are mm-hmm. Your diet? What's your diet? A recommended diet for individuals who it might move their goal might be just weight loss, but mm-hmm. to kind of keep them up to par, eating the right things so they can, and maybe they want to work out, and they might be working out, and they may not. They just want to get rid of that fatty tissue. What would you mm-hmm. kind of recommend in regards to that? Because you being a personal trainer, eating is important, mm-hmm. and what you eat is important for making your job so much better. I do believe that, and you can share your thoughts on that.
And that is absolutely correct, because nutrition is 80% of the battle. Like I tell my clients, you can come to me all day, every day, but until you get that diet right, until you do right, then you're just throwing away your money. Mm-hmm. Every individual is different, meaning there's no one diet that will fit everyone. Now, if I give one of my clients a diet and they may share it in their household with their mother, their sister, oh yeah, they will lose weight the first couple of weeks, that first month. But after that, no, because that diet is not tailored for their body. So we're mm-hmm. talking size, you know, how the size they are, their height, how much they weigh, their, you know, all of that plays a part when you are designing someone's diet. So as far as maintaining, I'm going to use myself as an example. I don't eat, I only eat seafood, so mostly fish. So no, you know, no chicken, beef, none of that. But that's me naturally. Fully, there's just certain things I eat, I don't eat. I don't eat a lot of sweets. That's me naturally. So when I get ready for a competition, I cut out like fruits, period. I cut out, it's strictly water. There's no adding Crystal Light into my water. So I'm cutting back on those little things that I call pleasure in order to lose mm-hmm. that or cut that fat. This is the mistake a lot of individuals make when they're trying to diet or maintain. They go and they just dive right in and say they're consuming 2,500 calories a day, and they cut it to 1,500 calories a day. That's a drastic mm-hmm. drop. So their body is yearning for those, you know, those calories, that sugar. It wants those carbs. So they went mm-hmm. from 1,500. Now they don't have much room to keep dropping, because you can drop mm-hmm. another 500. You add 1,000 calories. You drop another 500. You have 500. Mm-hmm. That's impossible to maintain. So that drop mm-hmm. was drastic from the beginning. So now they're like, well, I've lost this 20 pounds. Now I'm going to eat. I'm just going to maintain. Soon as they start eating back like they used to, they're going to gain water weight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's due okay. to the carbs and the salt intake. They had, you know, they had gotten rid of that. Now they're adding it back in. But see, they don't know exactly how much they need to add back in. in order not to pick up all of that extra, you know, the extra weight. So they have more fat gain. You hear those that go on those crash diets and they say, I've gained more weight. I weigh more than I used to weigh because they have more fat gain. You want to you want to maintain. You can either cut it. You can cut your calories through cardio, or you can cut it through just 500 calories a day to maintain. Everything is done in moderation. That's my thing. You can eat whatever you want, but it's moderation. You know, if you go off to a party, you know you're going to eat, enjoy yourself. Okay, well, the next day you probably need to go and work out a little bit longer, or you need to cut back on your food intake the next day in order to maintain. That's how you maintain.
You know, and you're really giving some awesome information. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. And Coach Grant will talk with you, or Trainer Grant will talk with you. I just gave her coach, so that's me. I'm doing it. And I'm looking at my board. My board is full of people, but they just hadn't pushed the button that they wanted, and they're just listening. I'm glad. That's what we're a vehicle for you to be able to listen. Now, if you want to go to the web link, if you're not comfortable with just being able to talk on the radio, you can text me, email me, and do some things, and I'll ask the question. But, you know, I have enough questions for that hopefully will hit as many spots as possible. But I didn't want to be question. But it is what it is. But the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. All right, since you stated about individuals dieting, and since as a personal trainer, you mentioned about just going to a party and come back the next day to get it down to 500 or whatever it is. I'm just going to say 500 because you mentioned that. Give me your thoughts about, as I hear on some advertisement, you can eat, what is, Weight Watcher or something like that. I'm just eat whatever you want, and you can still lose weight. Is it possible to do that without having exercise or cardio or some type of fitness in your day? Is it possible to hear that advertisement telling me I can eat whatever I want to eat and I don't have to worry about it, not even worry about it, but in there because of the meal plan? They talk about the meal plan, but is it a need for fitness to go along with that in every situation? Yes.
Okay. Now, you do not have to work out to lose weight.
Okay.
But if you want your body to be shaped a certain way, be toned, and yes, because if you're just dieting, then you don't have much muscle mass. And when you're dieting, like your Weight Watchers, who else do you have out there? Jenny Craig. What they're not telling you is they're going to lower your carbs so low. You can eat what you want. It's not going to be much of it, but you can eat what you want. And then they have plenty of clinics. I've had clients that have come and tried these diet fads where, you know, they're basically starving. And then once they lose the weight, what I mentioned earlier, then they pick it all back up. Because what some fail to realize is that, you know, muscle, it weighs more than your fat. So if it's just weight you want to lose, then no, stay out the gym.
Okay.
But if it's just weight, then you can lose it. That's all you're looking for. But if you're looking to have a stronger posterior frame, then lifting weights, you burn more calories faster. But it all depends on, you know, what your fitness goal is.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said that. I really think that's where our problem comes in with individuals. That's just with life. We have to have goals. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're planning in life, what we're going to do. And we think just because we want to lose 10 pounds so we can get in that dress for that wedding in a couple months. And we lose it quick and fast that after the after the wedding is over or the event is over, you are, have gained so much weight back that you might have just lost on it in regards to water weight. Sometimes people call that, you know, they had a name, Oprah Winfrey or either Luther Vandross, you know, they used to have that diet they used to talk about, and God bless his soul. But the thing about it, you know, that's one of the misconceptions and the misinformation that's out there. And you clarifying and clearing it up. Coach Grant is doing an awesome job giving you the information. So you need to check her out. So you, when we get ready to close this show out, she's going to give you all the information, how you can contact her if you're interested in her as a personal trainer. She's an entrepreneur. So whatever you read, and I gave you her bio and the things she was doing, and she can work with you either way you want to go. So that's so important. So that's why it's so good to have her on the show tonight. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. So make sure you call us. If not, you just listen to the show like you're doing. We're really enjoying you listening to the show. And I'll ask the question, and you can get all the information you need, and she will give you that final information where you can contact her, and she may can work with you and help you on the many things you're doing to be a successful business lady. Athletic training. Do you work with any individuals when you're talking about athletes working and training? For example, I'm just going to use, for example, our most popular sports around him, two or three of them, is football and basketball, you know, even track. Do you get an opportunity to work with them, and what kind of training do you offer for those individuals, especially if they're young kids that wants to eventually excel at that chosen sport? What can you share with the audience so they can take it back to their children and work with them, if not contact you and have a better plan set up based on who their child is?
Oh, okay. Yes, I do work with the youth. Currently, I am working with a couple of young men. One is a soccer player, and the other is he's doing weightlifting. And I trained him previously in middle school for track. So right now we're working on, of course, his strength. He's come a long, long way. But, you know, working with their strength, their speed, depending on their sport, of course, and that's how I design their program, depending on what their needs are. But, yes, I do work with the youth just like adults, and I work with, the senior citizens as well.
Awesome. Great. Great. And that's nothing but a plus right there, because sometimes we get caught up in just thinking as youth or adults, and sometimes our population or what we call the population of wisdom sometimes are forgotten. They still need to have exercise. They need to still be fit as well so they can continue to live longer and longer, because we are living longer now, because that's one of the concerns of the Social Security office. You know, people used to leave a little earlier. Now we're living well beyond, and now they're saying what we're going to have, what kind of money and benefits we're going to have in 25 years, because people are living way beyond at this time. Like my dad, he's 85 years old right now, and my point is, you know, His mother died at 96 and 97, and I had an auntie die at 98. So the thing about it, we're going to live longer. That's tell us that we have more time. We just had to get our body, get our spiritual aspect in the right place, get our mental and emotional part into place would help us live a lot longer. So that's, you know, that's what we're talking about, fitness. Are you ready to be fit? And Coach Grett is sharing some awesome things about being fit. We're going to kind of move to that. I'm going to move to away from the fitness and move to the travel agent, travel agency. I noticed on your page, and I guess you'll say I'm just going through your page, everybody page I look at, you was mentioning about someone was giving away free travel, something, free, I don't know, trips or something. Do you remember that posting that about somebody giving away like 20 free tickets to somewhere? I don't know. But just share some stuff about your travel agency, and as an agent, what are you doing and how can individuals get in contact and work with you, and what particular things you're doing in regards to that group as well as individual?
Okay. Now, we do know that in today's society, a lot of businesses are closing, and a lot of consumers are doing their business online. So a lot of your, and you were mentioning that earlier about your talk show, just like travel agent and a travel agency, this is also done online. And this is what intrigued me, because I don't have much time. I can't sit at a desk. I do that, you know, when I'm at work 8 hours. So to be able to do everything from my computer, my phone, on the go, no matter what, I mean, it's a blessing. I can book travel, group, any kind of travel. I have my own website, my own search engine. So just like your Travelocity, your Expedia, I have one as well through Funjet. I have, just like your Ticketmaster, I have Golden Tickets. So whatever you can get out there and do, I can do, except I can do a little bit more, because hands-on, whatever you want, something in particular at that destination, I can make sure that it's, you know, it's done for your group or individually. If y'all, you know, if you need a some kind of engagement set up at that location, I can work one-on-one with, you know, the agent, the representative at that destination to get it done, wedding parties, whatever it may be. So it's more of a personal touch with my agency. And then there's the marketing. We really have two businesses in one. And so there's the marketing side for, you know, anyone that's interested and they want that residual income, that income that comes in every month, versus you as a travel agent booking travel and getting paid once, you know, the travels are complete, then you receive your commission check of 70 to 80%. And then on the other side of the business is residual, where you have money coming in monthly, and that's just based on you marketing what you do, you telling people what you do, your travels. People always asking me, you know, how are you able to travel, you know, and go to places that you go and do what you do? So when they ask, then I share. And I feel like that's something that we just don't do enough. We try to keep things a secret. So we're making all the money, and we're so scared that somebody, you know, instead of trying to help someone and bring them up, we want to, you know, keep it all to ourselves. No, in order to grow as a community, we should be helping, uplifting, showing our, you know, our neighbor how they can come up just like you. So that's the travel side of what I do.
It's awesome. Can we just, if you would like to share your contact information
Yes.
With the travel agency, your personal being a travel agent. Can you share that information? Then any other information you want to share, you have this opportunity to do that, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, okay. I can be. You can contact me at Grant, Grant, It, Travel, TRADE, at yahoo.com. That's Grant It Travel at yahoo.com. You can also contact me at rgrant, G-R-A-N-T, here, H-E-R-E, the number 4, the letter U, at yahoo.com. If you have any fitness needs, you can reach me at the second email address. And then my phone number is 850-619-3819. So you can call me, or you can text me, or you can email me.
Well, I tell you, you have that information. I tell you, Coach Grant, you did an awesome job tonight. And this information, we really need it. And the contact will allow individuals to contact you personally or by group. As I stated with you when I talked with you earlier, we are with the Smith Way Production Company is planning. We are planning to do a cruise. We're going to do it in 2020. At this point, you are, we can do it online, but we want to use the individual, like take you or the one that took time to be with us. We want to take time and return it back to you in that form of doing that. And I will be contacting you about that and let you know what our number is going to be. And for some people, it'll be an opportunity to be a free cruise for some people. You know, somebody going to earn a free part of that cruise, especially my guests. They have an opportunity that's been on my show, as well as the ones that's listening have an opportunity to be on that free cruise in 2020. We're looking at the summer of 2020. So if everybody just hold on, I have that information, and you already heard the travel agent that is going to be working with the Smith Way Production Company to make sure we make this happen. So we're very excited to have you on the show tonight. And, you know, my heart is just full with joy just to know that you took time and you shared some awesome information with us. And we want to have you back again. So we're going to talk and communicate back and forth from time to time. And we go from there, because we have some ideas I like to bounce off you, and hopefully you bounce some off me, because I'm a fitness person, have academy or training anyway. So you never know how we can work it out. But again, it's great to have you, Coach, and we look forward to having you again. But we at the end of the hour of our show, we have about a minute to go. And again, we said thank you, Coach Grant. This young lady, I say, she come with good roots. When I say good roots, Alabama State University. I'm an employee of Alabama State University as an adjunct professor right now. I'm up somewhere, you know, on travel, working for ASU right now, but I'm also doing this live. And as you know, it's good for us and good for everybody else. So, again, we had an awesome show. Coach Grant, we look forward to having you again. And
Thank you.
Anything else you want to share before we close this out? And then we'll go with what you said,
I'm living my best life.
Awesome.
And I appreciate you reaching out to me and having me on your show. And I look forward to doing it again.
Awesome. We're always glad to have individuals. Again, thank you, Coach Grant. That's Rosalind Grant. And she's an educator, personal trainer, entrepreneur, a travel agent, as well as an OCB bodybuilding figure pro. So if you want to contact her, contact information, telephone number is 850-619-3819. So make sure you contact her, and she can fit and help you through whatever needs you have. So, again, we're at the end of the hour, and we want to close this out. We're right at 9 o'clock as the buzz just hit. And it's always good to have a chance to come here and share things with you. You know, we talk about how good things are. God is so good on Wonderful Wednesday, Hump Day. Get you ready for Thursday and Friday and the weekend. My hashtag is keep on grinding. And the second hashtag I definitely live by, communicate for the number four, the number four, understanding. And last but not least, as we say, we're not going to play exactly what she wanted to hear, but we're going to play the best days yet to come, and there's some greater days ahead of all of us. And I want to say, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, and we'll talk back with you again. Coach Grant, we'll talk with you at another day.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen the
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a.
We gon' start this thing off right. Duval in the money logging out. Come on, now come on. Do it, baby. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living.
Got a lot to be smiling for.
Bam, bam,
so what the f*** you be wildin' for?
Bam, bam,
come on, I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living.
Middle fingers up in the air and show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a few things, huh? You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow.
I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you.
smiling for? So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.